This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Today, we will look beneath a verse from the book of Proverbs to find nuggets of knowledge that are clustered there like sparkling gems, just waiting to be discovered and claimed for our very own. For the next 4 minutes, let's concentrate not on the shallow, ever-changing ideas of men, but on the ancient, unchanging wisdom of God. Today's passage, Proverbs chapter 2, verse 2. If thou incline thine ear unto wisdom, and apply thine heart to instruction. Here are two more secrets shared, two more keys given to unlock the mystery of how to become a man or woman of wisdom and understanding. The first is a bit difficult to understand. He tells us to incline thine ear. Now, what does that mean? What is he getting at? Have you ever been to a concert and watched the people as they listen to the symphony? Some are listening and some are not. Some are interested and some are not. Some are awake and some are not. The music lovers are sitting there, caught up in the wonder of it all, enraptured by the thrill of hearing the great music of the world played by highly motivated and trained musicians who love their profession. Then there are those who are bored stiff. They would rather be watching a game show on television. A lady told me of her experience in taking her husband to the opera. She loved it. From time to time, she would glance at her husband to see his reaction. To her surprise, he was sitting there with a placid expression on his face. She was charmed by the idea that her husband, whom she fully expected to hate every minute of it, seemed to be enjoying himself thoroughly. Upon closer investigation, she discovered he was sitting there with an earphone in his ear, listening to a ball game on his small transistor radio. He was not inclining his ear unto the symphony. So to incline our ear unto wisdom carries with it the idea of listening attentively, eagerly sitting on the edge of our chairs, not wanting to miss a thing. The second secret is to apply thine heart. This phrase is more readily understood. To listen to the Word of God, even attentively, but with no intention of obeying its truths and following its instruction, is to listen in vain. The point of it all is that our hearts and lives might be affected by what God says. Now, there are two keys to this. One is to realize our need. We are unable to find the way by ourselves and do, in fact, need the help of God. Without Him, life remains a confused plot filled with unanswered questions. The second is to realize who is speaking when we read the Bible. The one who is speaking is God Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is. His primary intent is not to increase our knowledge of the Bible, but to help us become better Christians, to affect our lives, to mold us more and more into the image of His Son. It is the application of the Word of God to the heart, not merely the understanding of the Word with our minds. Naturally, you cannot live and do the truth if you do not know the truth. But all too often, we stop too soon. We are content to learn something without the follow-through of application. Both are the ministry of the Holy Spirit, who will illuminate the Word of God in our mind and heart. May God bless you as you fill your life with His Word.
As part of this broadcast ministry, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's Devotional Guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, this self-study guide will direct your Bible reading and give you new insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.